My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me preface this by saying I hope EB is right. And I want to lean towards that side, but it's way too early. So I put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Loved throughout the DMV. EB doesn't want to say bust proof, but he's basically there because he was whispering it. Here's the poll of the day. Do you agree with EB? And have you seen enough from Jaden Daniels in the preseason to be convinced that he will not be a bust? EB said, quote, my guy is not going to miss.
Now, let me say that, I'm kind of using RG3 as kind of as my gauge on that. So I declared RG3 bust proof, right?
Yep.
Unbelievable college career, beautiful deep balls, runs like the wind. I thought it was going to be like Gandhi, bring the city together, bring the country together. Turns out, super divisive. Turns out, could only read half the field. Turns out, he was kind of selfish. Well, the team didn't love him per se. He was a sprinter that was playing quarterback. Jaden is like the opposite in all of those categories. Jaden's been groomed to be a quarterback since he was like 8 or 9 years old, like all these guys are these days. Mm-hmm. He's had his own personal quarterback coach that from a very young age. He's got big arm, quick release, process is great. Tremendous success at the college level. Guys love him.
Work I'm not ethic. Convinced on the processing yet.
Okay.
He's got to prove that to me.
Yeah.
I think he processes pretty well from what we've seen.
Again,
and
I preface it by saying I want you to be right, and I tend to believe that he's going to be successful. But, and I throw in the big but, because things change. You got to see, kind of like with Sam Howell. Like, if you just guessed on Sam Howell after 6 weeks, you would have been like, yeah, maybe they got something. But you got to see
I think they
a
did
certain
have
amount
something.
Of games.
I don't think Sam Howell just all of a sudden was sorry. Sam Howell was thrown to the wolves and got like horrific coaching. You know,
he wasn't good enough though.
Okay, he failed. They had to move on. But if in a better circumstance, he could succeed, and he might ultimately
somewhere else with RG3. And when you were like all in on RG3, and most of the fans were all in on RG3, I got grilled because I was calling him RG Screen because to me, the level of difficulty of passes was really easy for him at that time. Now, maybe that would have continued his whole career if he never got hurt, but RG3 wasn't making, like, side by side, a lot of people were comparing him to Andrew Luck at the time. And Andrew Luck looked like just a better quarterback. Mm-hmm. Even if his numbers weren't as good, he didn't win Rookie of the Year. RG3 won Rookie of the Year. But Shanahan had devised such a great offensive system that when he ran those read options, boom, wide receiver wide open. And I called him RG3 screen because his air yards weren't great and he's throwing sideways passes. So this week, Jaden Daniels goes 10 for 12. All right, that's great. And I like that he was accurate with the ball. But I kind of think if you put Jeff Driskel in there with the exact same plays, he might have gone 10 for 12. There wasn't a pass that was difficult.
Oh, I disagree. I think the very first throw, I think it was, to Diami, where he was blanketed and he hitched and then he hit him. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a tight window throw and it was the perfect spot. I thought it was a great throw.
You're talking about the 5-yard pass?
I mean, whatever. It wasn't a bomb, but it was. He was on the sideline.
Okay.
And I thought that was a great throw.
You can quibble with me. I'm just saying, generally, I just haven't seen enough. I've seen one really nice pass to Diami Brown. And I saw a bunch of quick passing game, and maybe that's what, look, the majority of the NFL and the majority of his offensive system might be quick passing game.
Yeah,
but ultimately, there are going to be times where you need your quarterback to deliver when he's got guys in his face and he's got to hit a tight window for a first down 14 yards downfield, and I don't know if he'll do that on a consistent enough basis. Some of those numbers, like Zach Kruger, our buddy Zach Kruger does deep dives, showed that in college, in certain situations, he took more sacks than others.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other analysts that are super geeky that looked at the route tree at LSU and said that it favored kind of a simplistic go routes versus, you know, more complicated pro-like systems. Huh. So I don't know. 800-636-1067.
I think I know.
You think you know
hit.
Already?
I think I've seen enough.
I lean towards Jason.
It's going to hit.
I hope he hits. Like I said, I preface it by saying I lean towards he hits. But I do agree with Jason that out of 6 first-round quarterbacks, some of them are going to bust.
Of course.
It's just it. It's just the
I
way
think
it
it's
is.
A good crop.
It's too hard of a position to play for all these guys to be 7 to 10-year starters.
And what you're kind of hoping crop. is that Drake May busts. Michael Penix never really comes to
I hope
fruition.
May doesn't
and
bust.
Bo Nix is a bust. And Caleb Williams is a bust. And Jaden Daniels is the one that's the stud. And that's possible.
Or they're all going to be pretty good.
And going back to your point about 83, there were 6 quarterbacks drafted in the first round, but they weren't all great. I mean,
I'm not saying all great,
Marino,
but they
Blackledge wasn't good.
Who?
Todd Blackledge wasn't good.
Okay.
Tony Issa wasn't that good.
No.
So
they had long
there
careers.
Were some Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But they weren't, I mean, it's not like they were all, you just go, that. Those are 6 really good quarterbacks.
I'm just saying, that's why I think it's a unique class.
That's why I brought up Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray ultimately might prove to be a very good player. If you draft Jaden Daniels and he has a career like Kyler Murray, that's not bad, but it's not great. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't even know what to do with Kyler Murray. Like, I guess you sign him. He's pretty good. You know, you bring up Trevor Lawrence. I think it's still early. That's why I gave him a huge, huge contract. But you want him to be better than that.
All right.
Because better than that can lead to championships.
All right, let's bang out these calls. 800-636-1067. I've seen enough. I think the kid's going to hit. I'm shoving all my chips. I've done it before and lost, but I'm shoving all my chips on him hitting.
So
very
far,
confident.
You can vote at Junks Radio very early. Only 25% agree with JD is bust proof. 75% no, way too early.
75% are scared. That's all. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The only thing that can hold him back is injury.
I agree.
From what I've seen, he's only doing what he did in college. He's doing it at the next level. His preparation is allowing him to be successful. I mean, he's not stepping up to the line wondering what's going to happen or trying to figure it out. He knows what's going to happen. He knows how to check in and out of plays. And I think as time progresses, you're just going to see a superstar emerge. I mean, the only thing that can hold him back is injury. He's got the arm strength, and I know drafts in the background determined to draw correlation between Jaden and his guy, Mariota, but I'm sorry, he's not the same guy. I mean, I understand he had a lot of hype coming out of college, number 2 overall pick, but Jaden's just better. And I'm telling you, man, that the accuracy.
How do you know?
Mariota can't even hit the cage with the little net.
But Mariota coming out of
college. No, but coming out. He's just talking about coming out.
And a great scouting report.
Okay, I'll answer your question. Okay, if you look at the opposing talent that he played against in college versus Jaden. I mean, Jaden literally dominated the best that college football had to offer last year. Mm-hmm. Can we say the same about Mariota his last year in college?
Are you kidding me? They win a game in the playoff. LSU lost four games last year. Mo, what are you talking about?
Excuse me. I'm talking about dominating the SEC. Did you guys see the numbers that he put up last year? Just because they didn't win the game doesn't mean that
you don't know how strong the Pac-12 was
Mariota
back in 2014.
Mariota dominated Florida State in the playoff game.
Mariota had ridiculous numbers his last year.
Okay, so are you going to sit here and tell me that Mariota so the talent that Mariota was playing against was as good as the SEC last year? Are you going to sit here and tell me that?
Mo, you can't just say that he all these quarterbacks coming out, if they were picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they all can get in and out of plays. I mean, you can't just say based on what you've seen in a quarter that he's bust proof and the only thing that's going to hold him back is injury. We don't know. These defenses aren't showing him anything in the preseason. We have no idea.
Mo, I'm with you.
I can tell you the reason why I feel this way, okay?
Yes.
I see the ball placement. I see the decisiveness. I see the anticipation. I see the preparation. I hear the verbiage coming out of camp, okay? So it's not like I'm just jumping out on a limb. This young man is built for this. And I understand that you guys want to be hesitant based upon past experiences and so forth. I'm jumping out there. My man is like that.
Hey, Mo, I got a question.
I'm with you, Mo.
And I don't even know the answer. How many passes has he thrown in the preseason over 10 yards?
One?
That I can say one.
Right. Okay.
One.
Okay. All right. But with that being said, when was the last time you seen somebody coming out of college with this type of ability?
That's what I was saying. These guys mocked me when I said that.
This is just every year. I'm telling you, between the accuracy and just his moxie and the way people like just come around him, like this is he checks all the boxes.
I agree.
I'm sorry, fellas.
Except for being skinny.
I'm jumping out there.
All right, thank you.
We got one.
Thank you, Mo. I happen to agree with you.
I think Drab brought up.
He's Team EB.
I think Drab brought up.
That
one
might not be the right
before.
Team to be on, though.
Bryce Young had a pretty good resume and played in the same conference and won the Heisman.
Yeah.
Now, did he have the running ability or the size that Jaden has in terms of height? No.
Who are you talking about?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Young, his big question is his size. That's his size. That's a big question.
Yeah, and it's not over for Bryce yet.
I'm not writing him off.
But it's easy to say he's better than Mariota because you're just kind of basing on watching Mariota as a pro. But Mariota, when he was in college, he had a better college resume than Jaden Daniels. He did. Because Jaden Daniels did it for 1 year. Mariota did it for multiple years.
Okay. I don't think those quarterbacks traditionally do as well.
His last
right?
two games.
What?
Pac-12 quarterbacks in general.
I don't know how good the Pac-12 was in 2014. It might have been pretty damn good.
It's called the Conference of Quarterbacks. Yeah. That's his nickname.
Think about this. He threw 105 touchdowns in 3 years at Oregon and only had 14 interceptions. He rushed for 29 more. All right, so he had 29 plus 100. He had 134 touchdowns in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's better. That dominates what Jaden Daniels did.
And his competition.
Because Daniels did it in 1 year. Now, he had a great year last year, but you can't. I don't know what the knocks were against
Mariota. I didn't give two flying Fs about Mariota when he came out of college. He was on my radar zero.
Well, that's a point. Is that
the point is that
you start off with a statement like, there's never been a prospect like this.
I didn't say that. I'm opening up the questions.
You said that there are no questions.
No, I'm just saying, give me another one.
Okay,
I'm not saying I'm all knowing.
We're giving you a bunch.
I would like to know what the knocks were
against Mariota when he came out. I'm telling you the knocks against Jaden. Skinny and pressure to sack ratio. That's basically JP thinks he can't throw downfield allegedly, or he just throws simple routes.
There might have been some simple routes. I mean, it was 10 years ago. I'm sure there were some analysts.
I'm just saying you haven't seen it.
I'm sure there were some analysts that would knock Mariota's passing ability and accuracy. Who knows? It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But in terms of the resume, I mean, his numbers.
I'm agreeing on you that Trevor Lawrence was a similar checks all the box. You would probably say bust proof. And so far, he's been mediocre.
Right.
He's had moments.
Right. He's been to the playoffs once.
Andrew Luck, maybe. Andrew Luck. Now, he didn't run like he wasn't the athlete this guy was, but Andrew Luck was like a can't misser.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider Andrew Luck can't miss.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sam, I think Jaden's in that realm.
836.
I'll say he's the only one.
I just think it's too early to make that proclamation.
Yep.
You might be right, but I think it's way too early to say that.
We both hope he's right.
I know.
Hope he's right.
You'll be rooting against them. You're all rooting against them now.
No, because
you're rooting against them. You're rooting against them.
No, I'm not. You know why?
You're rooting for your argument.
Because I'm rooting for your argument. I'm rooting for Dan Quinn.
I've been down this road too many times.
Hey, Fickle. I've been
there too many times.
I'm rooting for Dan Quinn. I want him to stay.
I'm the only guy rooting for him. Just I want the audience to know.
You and Mo.
I'm the only guy in here.
All right.
Again, rooting for our quarterback. Just so you know, it's happening again.
No, it's not.
It always happens.
You were right.
I'm rooting for him. I want the team to win.
When he has a bad game, oh, man, it's going to be a brutal week for me.
I think we can all agree on this. We all like money, right?
That doesn't matter.
We all like bonuses.
This guy's trying to compare Danny Werfel. Danny Werfel didn't have one-tenth the ability.
All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.